Taxes? What taxes? Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. A Senate subcommittee has found offshore tax abuse costs the U.S. $100 billion a year. Senate leaders will release the full results of their year-long investigation at a hearing today. Marketplace's Janet Babin has more from North Carolina Public Radio.
The inquiry comes out of the bipartisan Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Subcommittee. It accuses Wall Street firms of making it easier for their foreign clients to get out of paying dividend taxes. The panel also says the IRS failed to keep the abuse in check. Some senators are calling for legislation to take tax avoidance gimmicks off the market. But former Treasury Department economist Bruce Bartlett says this zeal to raise tax revenues might impose a hidden cost on us.
To the extent we go after them and are successful in doing so, we're going to reduce investment in the United States by foreigners.
Bartlett says some tax evasion is inevitable, the price we pay to be part of the global economy. Executives from Lehman Brothers, Morgan Stanley, Deutsche Bank, and the IRS are expected to testify at today's hearing. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Wall Street observed a moment of silence before the opening bell this morning, marking the anniversary of the September 11th attacks. After that day, a lot of big Wall Street firms moved away from Lower Manhattan. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson looks at the impact of those moves 7 years later.
Since 9/11, Wall Street firms have moved thousands of employees to Midtown Manhattan, Jersey City, and beyond. John Boyd helps relocate Fortune 500 companies. He says the number one advantage of a move away from Wall Street is the bottom line.
A close-in move to Jersey City would reduce operating costs substantially, and a more remote move could result in operating cost savings in the 30 or 40% range.
Boyd says his modeling shows a company in Manhattan with 75 employees costs about $21 million a year to run. The same company could cut its costs in half by moving to, say, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And Boyd says even if firms stay headquartered in New York, having a number of locations doesn't hurt.
Companies are factoring in both man-made risks and natural disasters.
He says one downside to leaving Manhattan is that it's harder to recruit experienced financial services employees elsewhere. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
That plan Lehman Brothers announced yesterday to sell off assets is still on the minds of traders. Not a lot of confidence the plan's going to work, and that just adds to worries about the financial sector as a whole. Lehman shares are down another 40% this morning. And the Dow is down 134 points, more than a percent, to 11,134. The NASDAQ is down 29 points to 2199. The S&P 500 down 16 to 1215. Markets in Europe are down about a percent and a half, and just a dismal day in Asia. The Nikkei was down 2%. Elsewhere in Asia, losses of 3%. McDonald's is launching a new offensive in its battle to woo coffee addicts away from Starbucks. The burger giant is launching a new line of fancy drinks at more than 200 restaurants in the Northeast next week. Cappuccinos, lattes, and mochas will be on the menu. The coffee will be served up with an ad campaign mocking the image of Starbucks as a watering hole for hipsters and intellectuals.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by the Medtronic Foundation, celebrating global passion to live life to the fullest with 25 runners from around the world. More on global heroes at Medtronic.com.
The Labor Department reports today new jobless claims are down. But the trouble is more people are having a tough time finding new jobs. The number of people staying on the unemployment rolls after getting their first week of aid has gone up by 122,000 to more than 3.5 million workers. So there is the issue of a weak labor market, and then there's how technology is changing the way we work. Take the new bunch of workers at online shoe retailer Zappos. Sally Herships explains.
Every day, Michelle Gill ships thousands of orders from Zappos Warehouse in Kentucky. She has some new colleagues. They zip back and forth in the stockroom, bringing Gill the exact items she needs. And they never stop for coffee breaks. That's because the new guys, they're robots. Gill says she loves working with them.
Because they bring the work to me, instead of me having to go get the work. I'm less tired at the end of the day, but I still am getting much more work done.
Made by Kiva Systems, the orange bots look sort of like industrial-sized vacuum cleaners, but without the hose. They're battery-operated and only 18 inches high, and they've got wheels. They're designed to be high-tech gophers. Kiva spokesman Mitch Rosenberg.
Everything you buy, everything spends time in at least one and usually many warehouses before it reaches you.
So cutting costs at the warehouse level could have wide-reaching effects. Current systems for moving packages use big, heavy machines that are bolted down, like giant dry-cleaning carousels. But the robots are flexible. They navigate by scanning directional information from adhesive strips on the floor of the warehouse. Making changes is easy. Just move the shelves and stickers.
It uses between 40 and 50% as much energy as typical systems do.
Craig Adkins runs the Zappos warehouse. He says the part of the building where the robots work doesn't need light or heat.
So we save a lot of money on electricity because of all that.
But people are just more expensive. They need climate control. So will robots take their jobs? Adkins says no.
My fear is not laying people off. My fear is, how are we going to hire enough people to keep this place growing?
And how do the human workers like having the robots around?
They love it. So it's like you get a brand new car. Which one do you want to drive, your new one or your old one?
For now, man and machine seem happy side by side. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
For more from the Morning Report, visit marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the day. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.